Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
All right, guys, greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Two shows in a row after being MIA on Thursday and Friday. And I feel like a million bucks. Couple of ways you can get a hold of me. You can email me, tuttle at gmail.com. Oh, how do I get backfeed? What do you mean? Trying to listen. Vulture, Vizulture, can you give me a Charlie Lima on this? Because I don't know. It does not sound good on my end. Anyways, give me a call here, 407-27... Oh, I need to restart. All right, I'll be right back. Man, I hate this. I really, really hate this. Like, what the fuck, people? Seriously, I just do not get it. I do not get it at all. I don't understand what's going on. All right. Well, hey, guess what? I got it fixed, I think. Hopefully. Is it better now, people? Is it better? Like, I want you guys to know that this is not me. This is not me, not like taking pride in what I do. This is the service that I'm using to, like, broadcast on the multiple platforms that I'm on. Okay, well, thank you. I really appreciate that Bubba lost everything. No, but it just bothers me. It bothers me because I'm a professional broadcaster, and a lot of people might not think that I'm a professional broadcaster, but I think that I am. You know, a lot of people just hear what other people say. Tuttle Mark coming in, cheering 100 bits. Thank you, my friend. George Cox says, yep. I need to go through some of these. Ba the goat says Lima Charlie loud and clear, and the Jolly Gator, yeah, audio suck, but you sound better than being sick. Seriously, it just pisses me off. Like, before I start the show and everything, I start the broadcast. Then I close out the browser and start again. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And I just don't know what the fuck is going on with this. I just do not know. Iggy T. What up, Iggy? How are you? Granny loves getting banned. Hey, Tuttle. How are you, my friend? Granny loves getting banned. If you feel up to it, I mean, if you want to call in, I would, I mean, if you want to call in, Granny, 407-270-3044. I would seriously love to talk to you. Please, I mean, if you would like to, please call in. And anybody can do that. I read everybody's comments in the chat room. The Jolly Gator. What's your favorite sunflower seed? I cannot even think of the brand of sunflower seeds. I know that during that brawl, that Major League Baseball fight that they had the other night or the other day, and one of the pitchers or coaches threw a whole case of sunflower seeds out. That was funny. And what is it about baseball fights? Baseball fights, none of the punches are thrown in baseball fights. It is always just a bunch of pushing and shoving and wrestling. In hockey, I mean, they're throwing straight haymakers. I mean, the hockey players make the baseball players look like a bunch of bitches. Goats. I know I'm probably butchering that. He says, you're looking sharp, Tuds. Tuttle, thank you, my friend. I really appreciate that. The Jolly Gator, like dill pickle, jalapeno ranch Taco Bell seasoning. I don't know why that sounds so... Oh, I wonder if this is Granny Loves Getting Banned. Yo, Tuttle Daily Podcast, who is this?
How you doing today?
Is this Granny?
Yeah, it's Granny. What's up?
How are you, man?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
So, I wanted to talk to you, okay? And I know a lot of stuff has happened since we last talked, but what was the message you sent me talking about the, I guess, the waters trying to swat you and stuff?
Do what?
I can go back and, I mean, you said that
the
somebody was...
trying to swat me.
Yeah, man. Like, I mean, I can...
Are you sure that it wasn't just me being white trash and talking into a phone that doesn't understand me?
I don't know, but like you were saying something about swatting and stuff. But how have you been, man?
Oh, yeah. After I got called out by I called Mike Waters out for allegedly, it's just my opinion, swatting himself. For some reason, I got swatted later that day as well. Correlation, I don't know. Maybe it's just a weird coincidence.
All right. Well, I'm just saying because you do know, like, I'm friends with Trace and everything, right?
Yeah, I think he's the one that's behind it, too. So, I mean,
wait,
ask him.
So, wait. Oh, I mean, listen, I'm not, like, trying to put you in a bad spot or whatever, but, like, you know, like, I just have to ask and everything. Because,
no, that's fine, Tuttle. I put myself in a bad spot. Fine enough. You can do it as well.
And Redbeard asked, is that Granny? And it is. Yes, this is Granny. But
yep.
So
nine days sobriety, by the way.
Well, congrats, my friend. Congrats.
Well, thank you.
But you know, well, like Trace, I talked to Trace. He said that somebody was out to get him, some guy that was a stalker and all that stuff. And I know you, my friend, and I'm not saying that, but I gotta ask, like, have you had any interaction with Trace?
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I have typed Trace an entire diatribe asking him if he did it and telling him my opinion on him. That's not a stalker. I don't fucking care about those people whatsoever.
Well, I'm
just, I just wanted them to know my opinion.
I'm just pitting. I'm not saying that. Look, I had you on the show and stuff, and I'm just asking you questions. I do not think you're a stalker, but I'm just wanting to ask questions. And
no, I'm just an asshole with a poor disposition. That I guess that's how I would explain myself.
So what made you decide to get sober? What happened?
I mean, just myself, dude. Like, fuck, you drink 20 pints a day for 20 fucking years. Eventually, you're going to have to give it up, right?
Well, I know that it took something big, hitting rock bottom, and I've shared that many a times on a lot of the shows and stuff, but, like, what was it that made you, like, and you are 9 days sober now, and I think that's amazing. And I want you to keep going with that. But what was it that made you like, I got to make a change?
I guess you're right, Tuttle. It was hitting rock bottom. It was fucking wanting to drink more than spend time with my family to fucking escape, you know, depression and anxiety and panic. And maybe letting my business fail due to drinking. That was another big one. I didn't really do anything like crazy or anything like that. I just fucking drank into a deep, deep depression, and finally I fucking had enough of it. And I seeked help through hospital programs and mental institutions, and they didn't fucking help me, so I'm just doing it myself.
How did you do it? You did it, like, by yourself?
I'm doing it by myself. So I guess you couldn't say that I'm sober. I haven't been drunk in 9 days, but my body is completely dependent on alcohol, so I've been weaning myself off. I do have several beers throughout the day when I start to get the DTs, but that number is decreasing. I mean, slowly, but shit, last night was the first night that I was able to sleep without like just pouring fucking sweat the second I fell asleep.
So since you decided to get sober, you've had beers then, right?
Well, yes, yeah. It's, I legitimately have to, or I could convulse and shit. But at this point, I'm like,
look,
down
I'm,
to the point
I'm,
to where I think I could.
I'm not judging you. I'm not judging you, but I also know, like, because I was that. I'm where you are at right now. And I, you know, like, if you're an addict, you're trying to get clean and everything, you cannot, like, drink, you cannot do drugs, you cannot do any of that stuff in moderation, because that's our problem.
No, that's
our problem.
No, that's for some people.
Okay.
I'm a different person.
Right.
I this isn't the first time I know that cigarettes and alcohol are two different things, but I used to smoke 3 packs a day for over 10 years and I dropped those pretty easily. When I'm done with something, I'm fucking done, and it doesn't matter who the fuck helps me, or I'll help myself. I don't need anybody to do it.
Look, I want to see you, like, get to that point. Like, I'm pulling for you. I really, really am. If there's anything that I can do to help you.
No. I mean, I know you talk to Trace and shit. I stalker my ass. Mike got fucking pissed off at me because I said my opinion. And
what was your opinion? What was your opinion about Mike?
It was about Mike and Trace. For some reason, Trace wasn't there the day they got swatted. This is my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Mike was doing it to boost his numbers. I don't know why he decided he wanted to call the news himself and then play the news story on his show 15 times in a row. It seems a little crazy to me. And then as a bastion of free speech, also make people pay $5.99 to talk about it. And I think that a lot of the Bubba army, the people that he was trying to coax and possibly split the audience, would pay $5.99 to call him an asshole. And I think that was part of one of his motives.
Yeah. Well, I'm not trying to stir up shit. I'm not trying to, like, call you out or anything. I wanted to talk to you. I did.
Yeah.
Did let me tell you that I reached out, like, concerned about you and stuff, like, because I did, like, I don't want you to think like I'm just trying to use you or anything. I do consider you a friend and stuff.
Yeah, no, I get that. And I appreciate that. I mean, a lot of people have, but this is the thing, right? Is that, what I did with alcohol, another big reason that I used alcohol so much is because before I started drinking heavily, I was this guy. I was a wild, loud fucking asshole. Mm-hmm. And to conform to society, I guess I thought it would be cool to depress my brain with alcohol and calm down and become a cog, if you will. And
did you have trauma growing up? Did you have trauma growing up as a kid?
Fuck no. No, dude.
No trauma?
I was an unmolestable kid.
I'm not even talking about molestation. I'm just talking about trauma in general.
Like, give me an example.
I mean, getting physically abused, getting talked down to, making you feel like you're not worth what you were. You know, a trauma can be anything. Trauma could be anything at all.
I mean, yeah, sure. I've been through some traumatic experiences. Yeah, for sure. I mean, my dad was a drunk and he was never abusive or anything, but he would get drunk and be a dick. Yeah. My mom was also a drunk and they were divorced. So, I mean, sure. Yeah, I've been through some trauma.
Okay.
And of course it affected me, but.
Well, I don't want you to think like I was talking about like molestation or anything like that. See, that's the problem that we have in this country, that people think, you know, when they talk about trauma, it's about molestation and stuff. And that's not the case. It could be any type of trauma.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you probably shouldn't jump to that conclusion immediately, right? Yeah. Yeah, and I think that would be a really traumatic experience. Like I said, I don't know, for whatever reason, my dad was a drunk, so it was like,
I mean, my,
I remember
mine
like, when
was,
I was in the
my,
90s.
My dad drank a lot. I mean, he never physically abused me and stuff, but there was a lot of things I remember growing up.
Yeah, of course. I mean, like, do you remember when all those kids were getting abducted in the 90s?
Yeah.
And then my dad was like really worried about it because I was like 5 or 6. So he would get all hammered and be like, listen, if anybody tries to show you their wiener, you just fucking you run away and you scream or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Dad, I don't want to see anybody's wiener. And it was shit like that. You know what I mean? So
back to the cluster F thing. And sure. I mean, I would love for you guys to work this all out, but like.
Not going to happen.
Why?
Hmm. Because Mike called me stupid maliciously. And I know that's a petty thing, but I don't enjoy that, especially when he is dumber than I am. Mm-hmm. So I don't really enjoy that. He tried to say that I was using Bastion while I was quoting him to look smart, mm-hmm. but he calls himself a bastion of free speech and then makes people pay $5.99 to talk because he can't handle the shit that they're going to say about him.
All right, but I mean... I look, once again, I am not on anybody's side. I would love for all my friends to get together and get along with each other and stuff. But like, I don't know. Like, I don't want anybody to get into trouble. So like, who do you think swatted who? Like, who do you think it was?
I mean, in my opinion, and this is just based
just
on my
your
evidence,
opinion.
I'm not saying that he did it. Mm-hmm. I think that, I mean, it points to Trace. It points to Trace.
But I talked to Trace the day that it happened. And
but is Trace the most honest guy that you know?
I don't think Trace has ever lied to me. And I'm not saying that, I'll say this, I've never caught Trace in a lie. Is that fair? Mm. I mean, will you, like, I'm not saying
absolutely.
That he
yeah,
doesn't, but what I'm saying is I've never, like, caught Trace in a lie.
Right.
And he called me that day and, or texted me that day, hey, did you hear what happened to my parents? And when he texted me that day, I was like, oh, shit. The first thing that popped into my mind when Trace texted me that was that his parents were in a car accident or something. And I was like, oh, my God, I hope they're okay. And then I found out about the swatting thing. And then a couple of days after that, Trace, I talked to him and he was like, yeah, it's some guy. I think it's some guy that is, like, stalking us. He you know, the person that called in did it from talk to text or whatever it may be because he has two broken thumbs.
No, I have one broken thumb and I definitely didn't call it. You can check my call records. I don't care. I'll show them all to you. There's no fucking way I would SWAT anybody. I'm the biggest anti-fucking police person on the planet. I won't even call the police.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no way I would call the police. I'll handle it myself.
And
I mean, I hate to say that, but...
And I'm not making... I'm just telling you what Trace told me. I'm not making any accusations at all.
Don't think I'm being aggressive.
Again, no, you're not. I just want to clarify that I'm not accusing anybody of anything. I'm just trying to lay this all out on the line here, so... I don't get caught up in the middle of it or anything.
Yeah.
You see what I'm trying to say? Because as many enemies that I've had in radio, I don't want any more. So what I'm trying to say is that's why I wanted to talk to you and stuff.
Well, they're not in radio, but, I get it, man. I just made accusations and then, Mike said some very fucking stupid shit to me.
What did he say?
Yeah, called himself a superstar and like all kinds. I honestly, he said I could share the screenshots, so I'll just send them to you.
Okay.
But yeah, I've got screenshots of all the conversations. I'm very meticulous like that, so I've got screenshots of all the conversations, all the proofs there. So if you'd like them, I would give them.
No, I mean, if you want to send them to me, I mean, I'm not even asking for them. I just look, Granny. I like you as a person. I had you on my show and everything, and I don't like my friends fighting. You see what I'm saying? And,
absolutely.
And so what was the argument? Like, can we go back? Like, what was the thing that set it off?
It was me typing one paragraph that said my opinion that I thought that this could have been Trace that did it. And then Mike blew up on me, called me a bunch of names live on the stream, called me stupid, a moron, an idiot, said that I was using Bastion to look smart, which in that case makes him pretty smart himself, doesn't it? He tried to use Vitriol like he was some kind of fucking scholar, but anyhow, that's what set it off, man. And then he blocked me. So I just, again, it's a bastion of free speech. You should be able to at least take an opinion. And the fact that his audience saw that, I think, worked in my favor a little bit. And I don't know what favor that is, but I guess it's just to kind of out him as being a hypocrite, maybe.
All right. So before I move on, because I get a lot of news stories and stuff to talk about, like, you know that this is going to get back to Manson, Mike Waters.
Yeah, absolutely.
What would you like to say to him right now? Like, you know, because you said he has you blocked on everything. What would you like to say to him right now?
I would like to say, Mike, instead of name calling, why don't we have a civil discussion about this? Maybe, it doesn't matter where it is. I don't care. It could be private. It doesn't matter. I would like to have a civil conversation without name calling this time.
All right. What about Trace? Well, I mean, because Trace kind of thinks that you're the one that kind of did it.
Well, again, I don't think Trace is smart enough to have a civil conversation. So, and that's probably why his sleuthing skills are so terrible. But I don't have anything against Trace. I just don't think that he's good radio talent. And I think that Manson's put his eggs in the wrong basket, if you will. Again, I'm an asshole, and that's just my opinion.
No, I'm not judging you, Granny. And I completely get it. Like, I'm not going to stop anybody from giving their opinion on anything. So, hopefully you're not mad at me for some of the questions stuff that I've asked. Like, seriously.
No, and let me clear this up, Tuttle. I'm not even mad at them. Let me take that back. I am mad at Mike. I don't have anything against Trace. I just, I knew that he would tell his dad what I was saying. And so, I guess that's why I said it. I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. And I never said anything malicious or attacking. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I mean, all right, I got a comment that came in before you go. So wait, sure. This guy, a known skinhead by his own admission, and also by his own admission, the best troll since 1999, by the way. I'm not a troll, just calling out the hypocritical things he said on this podcast.
Who said that?
Somebody by the name of Rock Climber.
Yeah, that's Dave. It's either Dave or JD, but that's fine. Dave's okay. Not really. But did I never say I was? Yeah, I said I've been on the internet since 98. Mm-hmm. I know my way around, if you will. I did say that I was a troll sleeping under a lake of 12-year-olds saying the N-word. I did say that because yeah. I've been on the internet since 98. So I've seen it all, basically.
Well, I got to give you credit, like, that people are popping on and they know who you are. I'm just being upfront. Like, seriously,
yeah, no,
I wish I had this type of social media internet footprint.
Well, this Dave guy's been torturing a special needs person and
allegedly. I'm just saying that.
Allegedly.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I have proof, but allegedly he did.
Okay. But Pretty Bird says, oh my God, one of these been on the internet since 98 guys. Well, you want to play Duke Nuking with me?
Yeah, that's his girlfriend. They're a tag team malicious troll group. This is they're just following me. It's fine.
But how did they find my show though? Like I just don't are they that obsessed with you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
What Pretty Bird says, I'll fire up the 33.6 modem, play some Shadow Warrior.
Okay. What does that mean, Tyler?
I don't know. I'm just reading it.
I don't know. I don't know what this fuck is talking about.
All right. Well, listen.
Go
ahead.
All right. Yeah, again, not mad at Trace. Mike, I'd just like to have a conversation with him privately. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter. And I'd like to say that if they would like, if Trace thinks I did it, I will give him whatever evidence he would like to show that I did it. They can have all my phone records and everything. I have nothing to hide. I would never do something like that.
Can I read another comment from Pretty Birds? They say, what? Wait, what? No, I'm a dude. First of all, I can't be a girlfriend. Second of all, I don't know any of you people except for Todd from 20 years ago.
Okay, I'm sorry. I've got trolls following me, and sometimes I think that they
but why,
might be you. I apologize, I was wrong.
But why all the trolls, though? Like, all right, Pretty Bird said mean Tuds instead of Todd. It meant Tuds. So.
Oh, okay. Okay, sorry, Pretty Bird, I apologize. Listen, I'm not a man that won't say I'm wrong, because I'm an angry little man with a fucking poor disposition and a loud mouth, I guess. I don't know. And I call it like I see it.
Before I let you go, how much help, how much of a saint has Lemmy been for you since, you know, going on the sobriety and stuff?
She's been pretty good. I you know how you get when you're detoxing off alcohol. I've been pretty much a rampant dickhead, if you can't tell by the following. But she's been great, man. And it's honestly, it's made us a lot closer because we've been talking a lot more and stuff. So I don't think we've ever been closer as people. So that's a plus. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You don't think Lemmy's going to be mad about us talking about all this, right?
Yeah, she was sitting right here. She didn't.
Okay. All right. I just look. I love you, Granny, but like I don't want to be on Lemmy's bad side. So don't put me in that situation.
Oh, you know I would never do that. Tuttle, I'm going to get going. I know you got a show to do, man.
All right, man. Have a good one.
You too, bud.
All right. Wow. I know a lot of you guys probably could give two shits about that whole situation and stuff, but like, I wanted to talk to him about this. Because I talked to Trace the day that it happened. I talked to Trace a couple of days afterwards. And he said that it's some guy that used talk to text because he had two broken thumbs and could not send a tweet or a text or whatever it may be. And I've known Granny. I've never met him in person and stuff, but I don't know, man. Like, I just have known Trace. Are me and Trace as close as we once were? No. But when Trace called and talked to me about this, I was like, okay, I'm going to hear him out. I'm just going to hear him out and find out, like, what's going on, what happened, whatever it may be. Like, I just wanted to hear him out. So I'm going to get into one of the first news stories of the day. You know what? I think I might go with this view. And I know a lot of people are going to be like, oh, here comes Tuttle the Liberal. Here comes Tuttle the Liberal. But this story about 46 migrants dying in a hot semi-truck container is sad. It is just sad. And do I agree that there needs to be borders? I'm not talking about a wall or anything like that. But I'm also talking about I know so many people that I have a close personal relationship with that have worked their asses off to become American citizens. But for you guys out there that have kids, that have family, and you're in a fucked up country, whatever it may be, of course you're going to want to get to a better place. Does it make it right? No, it doesn't. I remember when I was married, and this was around the time of Hurricane Katrina. And there was a lot of people that said, oh, we don't have the money to leave New Orleans. Do you want to know what my wife said to me? If we had kids and we didn't, I would give hand jobs all the way up the interstate just to get out of New Orleans, just to get out of the way of danger in general. These people that were in this semi truck obviously were in desperation. They were. Things must have been so desperate that they needed to get somewhere. And I don't care if you or believe, oh, they're coming to take our jobs. They're coming to do this and that. These people did not deserve what happened to them. Hey, Jason, Fish on Jake, can you call in? Because I would love to ask you, but Fish on Jay writes, I know so well how hot dry van trailers and box trucks can get. Fish on Jay, can you call in? Because I would love to get your expertise on what happened here. Because no matter how any of you guys feel about immigration or illegal immigrants, whatever it may be, these people did not deserve this. They were in desperation. They got taken advantage of by some, you know, coyote. That's what they call people that sneak people over the border and stuff. And they got taken advantage of. If you'd like to call in, 407-270-3044. And Fish on J, I mean, if you're busy, I won't take up too much of your time.
Sheltering summer day in Texas, with temperatures topping 100 degrees, contributing to one of the country's deadliest human smuggling cases in recent history.
Quite a few of them are already deceased.
The tragedy unfolding Monday in a rural part of San Antonio. 46 people found dead in the back of this stifling truck. The first calls coming in just before 6 p.m.
The truck driver is running.
I got Fish on the J. Hold on. Ba-ba-ba. Hey, Fish on J. Yellow.
Hey, what's up, dude?
All right, hold on. I'm going to play the last little bit of this, and then I'll get into what my questions. Hold on.
Southbound, on foot, along the railroad tracks.
Police say a local worker made the terrible discovery after hearing cries for help. Authorities found the abandoned semi-truck with its doors...
Semi? Is it Fish on J, semi or semi?
It's semi, and he should be saying trailer doors.
Yeah, okay, well, hold on. Let me get to the point, and then I will bring you in. Hold on.
Partially open.
We're not supposed to open up a truck and see stacks of bodies in there.
Officials say the likely cause of death, heat stroke.
All right. Thanks, Brad's mom. I'm not trying to be insensitive here. Fish on J. So, I mean, have you seen the video from this story? What can you tell me about the trailer itself?
All right. So that trailer right there, that's a dry van trailer. It's just, it's dry, no reefer. And trailers like that, including, box trucks, let's say it's 96 degrees outside. Humidity makes it about 106.
How hot can that get? That's what I was wanting to ask, and you're already on it. So how hot can those trailers get in any circumstance?
Easily over 100, 140 degrees easily. I have a thermometer here in my box truck. And right now, today's weather, you know, was well over a little over 90 degrees, even with the breeze. And I'm looking at the temperature gauge the minute I'm opening up the back door, and I saw the hottest. It was 131 in this box truck.
Because there's no breeze, there's no wind, there's no nothing. It just builds and builds and builds. Now, let me ask you this. Is there any way to open up the doors on a trailer like this if you're on the inside?
You would have to get some type of tool to cut through. You would have to. It doesn't matter how many times you can run from one side to one trailer to the other. You're not going to break through the door. It's going to take something with a really, really, really a lot of weight to roll. I mean, and it'll have to keep on hitting the door over and over to crack it.
So those trailers come down, and is it like a container where you have to bring it down and pull it over, and then like another latch goes over the top of that, correct?
Yeah. It's just a latch. You either pull up. They all open it in different ways, but most likely on trailers like that, there's a small little latch that you just flip over, because normally you put a lock on there or a zip tie, and then you pull the latch over to the side, and then once it unhinges with the other door, it opens wide open. But what happens here, whoever was driving the tractor,
just
for some reason
left.
Maybe the person felt threatened in some way, and of course didn't give a fuck about those people in there. But easily, you know, these trailers are a lot of them are just made out of tin, and tin absorbs heat so much, so fast,
man.
And then that's it. It only take you probably less than an hour to pass out with that kind of heat.
Wow, man. No matter where you stand on the immigration in this country, like, this is just a sad story, man. I mean, and a lot of the people that survived were kids. How fucked up are those kids going to be now? Like, being in a tractor trailer with 46 dead bodies and stuff. From what I was reading, that the people that were still, like, barely alive were hot to the touch.
That's a hell of a torture, because just think about it. Those people sweat their tails off to the point that probably where they didn't sweat anymore, or a lot of those people could have gotten strokes from the heat. Hopefully it was a lot of these people passed out. And they kind of just went with no pain.
Yeah, faded away.
Hopefully it went like that. And it sucks to know that it was kids. We already had 19 kids get shot in Texas. Yeah. I mean, it sucks to hear about this. You know, innocent kids just trying to, you know, following the families to get away from their countries that, you know, they're have their own problems, but it sucks, man. Yeah. Hopefully we don't have to hear about that again.
All right, Jason, man. Hey, give me a call this week. I got a plan. I want to go surf fishing again.
Sounds good, man. I'll give you a call this week.
All right, man. See you, buddy. All right, so that happened. Let's finish this story.
Incredibly, 16 others survived, including several children. But they were in an extremely weakened state when they were taken to area hospitals.
The patients that we saw were hot to the touch. They were suffering.
Atomic Citizen, not sad, disappointed people still tried to do this. I used to feel one way, and I agree there's a right way to come into the country and stuff. But I just don't understand how you could say and could make a comment like sad would be if they hired a travel agent. Okay, dude. I get it. You're trying to shock jock me and stuff. This is sad either way. And you're a goddamn liar if you will not admit that if you were a parent and you had kids and you wanted to get them out of a country that was not good to them, sorry.
From heat stroke, heat exhaustion, no signs of water in the vehicle. It was a refrigerated tractor trailer, but there was no visible working AC unit on that rig.
This horrific scene echoing a similar tragedy in San Antonio, where 10 people died crammed inside a tractor trailer back in 2017. This year has already seen record numbers of border encounters in the Southwest, according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Texas Governor Greg Abbott tweeting, quote,
"Well, this is what pisses me off.
These deaths are on Biden."
All right. This is proof why. This is proof why our country is as divided as it is right now. 46 people die. 46 people die. And the governor of Texas, the first thing that he tweets out, these deaths are on Biden. They are a result of deadly open border policies. Wow. And you're right, Atomic Citizen. I wouldn't get in there. I just don't understand why it has to be, oh, we got to blame the administration that's in power right now. This, everything gets politicized in this country right now. This is why we're not the United States. We are the divided United States now. We're never, ever going to come together. Seriously, people. Like, now it's just however we can motherfuck the other side. And that's exactly, well, here we go. Blame Obama. Okay, so, Toasty with the Mosty, I'm not even talking about race. You, seriously, Toasty, you don't think Donald Trump divided the country as well? And I'm not, like dismissing your comment, but all the politicians have divided us. You don't think Trump divided us at all, Toasty? For real? Toasty says no. Toasty, I can't take you seriously if you're saying that Trump did not divide us. Are you fucking kidding me by saying Trump did not divide this country even more than past presidents? Because all presidents have been guilty of it. I'm blown away that somebody would actually think that. Toasty, January 6th. Should I say any more? I mean, there's so many examples that I could give you on how Trump divided this country. He tried to overturn the election. Oh, man. Like, I guess I can't talk to you, Toasty. No, Atomic said it. Yes, good and evil can be one and the same. It can be. But if you think that Donald Trump did not divide this country, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I think you're a raving fucking lunatic. And I do not support any politician. You know, politicians, they don't give a fuck about us. They don't. We do not have any power as citizens in this country anymore. We don't. That's conservative, that's liberal, that's any of them. You know who has the power? The rich, wealthy elite, the lobbyists, the ones that are paying to get these politicians reelected. And I just don't understand how people are so just like blind to this all. These politicians do not give a fuck about you. Biden doesn't care about you. Trump didn't care about you. Obama didn't care about you. Bush Jr. didn't care about you. Kind of partial to Clinton, but I just don't get it. They don't care. They don't care about us. And if you think that Trump gave a fuck about any of those people in his base, You're very mistaken. No, look. I don't blame Trump for everything. I do not at all. I don't. Like, here. If I blame Trump for everything, I'll give you an example of something that I liked about Trump. Trump was able to get a law passed that if somebody was on their death's door and they wanted to try experimental drugs, they could. You know what? I will tell you this right now. I agreed with what Trump did. I think if you're on death's door and there's nothing that they can do for you and you want to try an experimental drug, I think you should be able to. So if I blame Trump for everything and I hate him as much as I do, do you think that I would give him that credit? I play it right down the middle. I play it right down. And Joe, you're right. Energy independence was really, really great. Because we all are paying all these high gas prices and stuff. I'm not one of those people that, you know what, let me get rid of this story. You know, I mean, this is more proof than anything that the country is divided as it is. That I can't have a simple conversation about any of this without people getting their feelings hurt. I've been reading a lot of stories. Do you realize that they're already saying that the United States of America is already in a cold civil war? You know, it sounds like exactly what it is, a cold war, you know, the same cold war that America and Russia had. They're saying that we're already in a cold civil war here in the United States. And I think people just need to wake up. They need to wake up. Because the system is fixed now. The system is fixed when 9 white people, well, not all white people, but 9 rich, wealthy elite are making the decisions for us. This is not a racial thing anymore. You know what this is? This is between the haves and the have-nots. It really, really is. This is not a racial war. This is not a racial divide. This is an economical divide. The rich and wealthy that are just controlling the system and the people that are blue-collar, working 9-to-5, busting their ass and can't get ahead. This is not black and white or black and Mexican or Spanish or black or white, la-da-da-da-da, whatever, like, different type of scenarios you want to put on it. It's not that. It's the rich versus the blue-collar, middle class, and the poor. Because how can anybody ever get ahead? Seriously. It's not even Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, independent. They all fucking suck. They do. And I hate getting into the political stuff, but they drew me right into it. I mean, that's the thing about it. I can't even have an opinion on anything without it just becoming, oh, Tuttle, what are you, a liberal? No. Fucking hate them all. I hate them all. So I guess that I just got to do fart jokes. I guess I just got to do shock jock stuff. Everything has to be funny. I can't talk about a story without it all becoming political. And that's sad. Sad. And if that's what it's becoming, like, why the fuck am I even doing this? I mean, Toasty with the Mosty writes, it's most certainly a racial divide, but also a political divide. I don't think it is. It's not a racial divide. I you know what? I'm gonna get out of here. And I guess I got to just pivot. I got all these like news stories that could somewhat be considered political, and I don't even want to play them now. And I'm just gonna fucking just delete the whole thing. No, Atomic Citizen, I'm not saying you did. I'm not saying that at all. It's just, like, I hate this fucking type of radio. I hate this type of podcasting or content creating. I fucking hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Fucking hate it. So, I'm gonna get out of here. I'm gonna, like, reset. I'm going to just find funny stories. I'm not gonna talk about any stories with any weight in them socially at all, because I just can't talk about that. I just can't do it. I'm gonna get out of here, guys. Hopefully you enjoyed today's show. Hopefully you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.